Welcome back, wannabes, to the show. Confessions of the Wannabe It Girl is the name, the podcast to help you filter out the BS in pursuits of becoming the next It Girl. It is spring. Spring has sprung here in LA, maybe, even though it keeps raining every other week. But you know what spring means. We are back in festival season, pre-Coachella vibes, and I am really excited to dive into this episode talking about how to take on festival season like Coachella while being bougie on a budget. Welcome to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl. I'm your host, Marley Fragging, and I'm here to help you filter out all the bullshit and become the next It Girl. This podcast explores the reality of what it really takes to make it out there. As it turns out, it is way less Instagrammable than I thought it was going to be. I'm still very much a work in progress, but there's simply nothing else I'd rather be doing than chasing my dreams. So let's learn from my mistakes and work together to achieve our dreams with more confidence, clarity, and direction. Let's get after it. All right, guys, before we dive into today's episodes, a little bit of life updates. As you can tell, if you're watching along on YouTube, I'm not in my normal recording studio still, and I potentially won't be for quite some freaking time. Because of all the rain in LA, my apartment has been horribly affected, rain damage in pretty much every room, and I've had to move the studio out of my office, whatever. I'm currently where we would maybe have a dining room table, but we don't own one, so here we are. And then, of course, the funniest thing is last night, in the midst of all this work, we finally got everything dried out. We have people coming to do water tests like in 2 days. Last night, Hunter is sitting on the couch and Hunter goes, Marley, like, do you see the water in the kitchen? I'm like, what? Run over to the kitchen. Water is leaking in from the ceiling in our kitchen. Our neighbors somehow magically flooded their kitchen. And now we have water damage in there. So honestly, it is nonstop. And I will say the thing that is absolutely keeping me going right now is the excitement of Coachella is just around the freaking corner. I cannot wait. I'm serious. I am a repeat about Coachella right now. I have been going to music festivals. My first music festival was in 2014 when I graduated. I went to EDC Las Vegas. I was the very wise and mature age of 18. And now I am also still 18. No, I'm just kidding. It's been a few years since then. I've been going to music festivals now for 10 years. And, you know, it's fair to say in this economy, and you know, just the struggles of learning to prioritize that maybe music festivals is not where I should be putting all of my money. I'm going to talk today about how we are going to be bougie on a budget. Coachella, in my opinion, is the most bougie music festival because you got the range, you got the celebrities, you got the influencers, you've got the general people trying to flex, and also something about the economy and the fashion and just the nature of it being in LA tends to attract a little bit more of a clouty cloud. There's a little bit more money sometimes going into Coachella in the festival people. It's an expensive festival to attend. The accommodations are ridiculous. So how do you handle that on a budget? I'm going to start by saying that the accommodations are insane. Very expensive. Obviously, the best way to not break the bank on your accommodations is to camp at Coachella. However, I almost feel like you might make up for it in doctor's fees after because you can get so sick from being in the dust just generally at Coachella that I can't imagine camping. However, housing for Coachella is ridiculous. Things sell out. Honestly, the best way to do it, in my opinion, if you're trying to ball on a budget, is to bat your cute eyes and be a girl and sleep on somebody's floor or throw a million people into an Airbnb house with no restrictions. That being said, something else I'm just going to lightly touch on here, we kind of get the point, is tickets. Tickets to Coachella, ridiculously expensive. It's such a privilege to be able to go to Coachella, afford a ticket, whatnot. We get the point. However, this year was the first year that Coachella weekend one tickets have not sold out like within the first day or something. You know, we usually get on, we all fight that little blue man in the loading booth. They didn't sell out. And you know what I say to that? Woohoo! Because in my opinion, Coachella has been oversold for quite some time. I think my first year, 2015, you were like able to like navigate through the crowds. You could almost walk all the way to the front, get some space in the front. It was a very nice experience without the event being oversold. So, I mean, unfortunately, maybe there's been a drop in interest. Gen Z just isn't fucking with the price of Coachella. They're not feeling the lineup. Honestly, if I was 18 right now in this economy, I don't know if I could afford Coachella. Like, it's gotten crazy. So, you know, but I will say woohoo to potential that there will be less people attending Coachella. However, I do believe now weekend one has sold out. However, you can still buy weekend two tickets through the official Coachella website. So kind of crazy. Big shift in here. So I will say easiest, safest bet is to buy your ticket through the Coachella website. However, I found that the best way to get a good deal on a Coachella ticket is to wait till the day before and find somebody who has a math test the next day, or, you know, unfortunately a relative is sick and they thought they could go and they can't go and they need to sell their ticket last minute. They're willing to make a deal with you and bring them cash, ask to activate the wristband when you're with them, and you can probably swindle a good deal on a ticket. The longer you can wait and the less coveted the lineup, the better. Like the year Kanye was supposed to play, ended up dropping, they were reselling on StubHub for something like so insane, like almost double the price or 1.5 times the price of what they should have been. So, you know, you need to look for a good year and a good time. Tickets tend to drop right before the festival or like maybe a month ago. So sorry, missed the boat on that one. But, you know, for next year. So diving into being bougie on a budget for Coachella, the thing I find I spend the second most amount of money, if we're not talking about tickets and accommodations, or, you know, I don't know if it's the most, maybe it is, I don't want to admit that though, is the pretty penny I spend on my outfits. Yeah, cute smile. All right, so I think it's no secret at this time that fashion and like your outfits you wear to a music festival is a really fun part of playing into being at a music festival. A few years ago, I got a lot of shit on my podcast and TikTok for saying that Coachella is not the place to wear certain clothing to Coachella. They're like, remember when it was just about music? You know what would I say to that? Sure, it is just about the music and wear whatever you want. Have a great freaking time. I have chosen to believe at this point that fashion is part of Coachella, that is part of this music festival. For me, it is. You don't want it. You don't want it. Leave it behind. I don't care. All right. Now that I've crossed my T's and dotted my I's on that, we can spend a ridiculous amount of money on our Coachella outfits. I mean, we've got girlies out there in full price IMG assets, Cult Gaia, you know, whatnot. Stuff can get freaking expensive with outfits. I mean, the Revolve outfit alone, I feel like you put two items in your cart, it's $400. I don't know what to say there. Needless to say,
money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Some of my favorite places to check out, 12th Time, Revolve, Wild Fox, you know, they got a range of prices, but there are other companies that I have used in the past and one I've recently discovered that might help you this season save a buck to get a festival outfit. So I'm talking about Fashion Pass. Now, I have been a big fan of Fashion Pass for quite some time. Fashion Pass, you pay a flat fee. I think it's something around $75 to $80 a month. Their warehouse is in LA by just FYI, you pay this flat fee, you order their clothes online, lots of clothes from Revolve and whatnot is on Fashion Pass. They bought them. They have their own couple sets of these things. You order them. They get shipped to your house. You can get on their basic membership two clothing items and an accessory. And then you've got maybe one or two outfits for Coachella for $80. And then when you're done, you just put it back in the return bag they gave you. You drop it off at the post office and good to go. And if you really like the item, you get to keep it. So I've been a big fan of Fashion Pass for like weddings. I think I have used it maybe in the past for accessories for Coachella. And then also if you want to buy an extra item after already subscribing to their monthly month membership, you can pay an extra fee for like an extra item. They have other tiers. Like I believe there's an unlimited membership where you can get like an insane amount of items or like six or seven items. I honestly, I don't know. I've never had the unlimited membership. Point being, you could really run away with paying some one flat fee for a few items to add to your festival wardrobe, and then you can return it. Won't be taking up clutter in your closet, and it'll be good for the environment and the economy. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of Fashion Pass. I've used it as to attend weddings as a guest. Honestly, brilliant marketing plan, and I do believe the warehouse is in LA, or maybe I saw recently on their TikTok, they moved to Las Vegas. I say this because if you are close to LA or Las Vegas, you return those items and then you get to pick another item once they've re-received your items and you can get new stuff. The turnaround time in my experience has been extremely fast. So I recommend checking out Fashion Pass. That is the name, Fashion Pass. This is not sponsored, but we're open to it. All right, next, moving on, we have Bitty Fashion Rental. Dear God, I hope I am saying that right. Dyslexia coming in strong. Bippity, like bippity boppity boo, maybe? Bippity Fashion Rental. So I recently found out about this because my good friend is renting some of her really like nice pieces from festivals on this website and Instagram like account. You can go on their site, see the clothing that is available that people personally own. Maybe they even have a photo from Coachella last year in the outfit and you're like, oh my God, that's so cute. And then you pay to rent that item and then they send it to you. You wear it for the festival and then send it back. I mean, honestly, genius. You're putting money in other girlies' pockets. And you're protected by this site and you get a cute festival outfit. So I would definitely recommend checking out that. I haven't used it yet, but I might be thinking about it. Again, not sponsored, but open to it. Again, that is Bippity Fashion Rental. So now we've touched on outfits, you know, also if you've been going for a few years, please, please, please recycle your shoes, switch with friends, try to, you know, get the, save the environment, fashion and swap around those outfits. Not that saying that we'll all do that, but we should be consciously aware of potentially doing that. All right. So in the next big ticket item, I find that I spend a lot of money on at Coachella is Ubers. I paid for a shuttle pass. Why is my money getting lost in Ubers? Well, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes maybe you go to a pregame and you're hanging out with your friends and they're all like, oh, only half of us have shuttle passes. And you're like, oh, well, I have a shuttle pass. So they're like, we'll just Uber. But for some reason, you called the Uber. Girly, don't offer to call an Uber. Don't. Make somebody else. Have them Venmo request you. It's the safer bet. Any point. My point being is you should potentially, if you have a shuttle pass, when you get in an Uber from your pregame or Coachella pre-party, just go to a shuttle stop. I know you think like, oh, we're going to get there faster. It's not going to be that much money. The truth is the dice is in the desert. It could take you 10 minutes to get there and only $10, or it could take you an hour to get there and it can be $100. The range is large on that Uber getting to the festival dice. I will also say it's the same for if you're going to any of the lovely Coachella pre-parties. Yeah, you're going to roll the dice a little bit on how expensive it's going to be. Again, after the pre-party, if you are really attending the festival, the best way to save money is to Uber from the pre-party to a shuttle stop. You're not only going to save yourself money, you're going to save yourself time, because that Uber parking lot is so far away from the true festival grounds versus the shuttle drop-off spot is so much closer. It's honestly astounding and should be illegal how different they are, but they really make more positives for the shuttle pass. So, you know, just get to a shuttle pass from wherever you are arriving in an Uber, save some money that way. I'm also going to talk about leaving the festival. We had an interesting experience last year I really want to touch on. Hunter and I decided to go to an after party after Friday night of Coachella. Had a great time at Coachella. We were ready to go check out this after party. I made Hunter and I take an Uber from the festival. That walk for an Uber X was literally, I could have been in Australia for all I freaking knew. Along the way, we saw the shuttle lines, Uber black, and then was like Lyft and Uber all the way in the back. We couldn't get our phone to connect. I was trying to negotiate with people for cash just to take us. Nothing was cheaper than like $100 to just get us out the festival. What I wish I had done was reverse when we were leaving the festival, just take the shuttle out. Once get to the closest shuttle exit, which is the La Quinta exit or La Quinta shuttle, and then just Uber to the after party from there would have saved us a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money, because I do believe that Uber, even though eventually I did get one to arrive, wasted a lot of time and a lot of money. So again, I will say that taking a shuttle out from the festival and Uber from shuttle stop to said after party is the better course of action. Now, if you are returning home from a pre-party, or you know, you decide not to take this advice, I'm going to talk about how to leave Coachella pre-parties and head to festivals and maybe save a buck. So this happened to me and my girlfriend a few times when we were leaving Revolve Festival and heading to Coachella. You might notice some other girlies trying to do the same thing. It was very hard to try to get an Uber to come and find us at that spot. However, we had been here before and I was able to remember this, that I should bring some cash and I could swindle somebody into just taking us if I paid them straight cash. However, to take us from Revolve Festival straight to Coachella Festival was still $100. I was like, that is $50 for me and my friend. In our wise wisdom of being a little tipsy, we look around to find two other cute little girlies trying to get to Coachella as well. So I said to them, hey, I have cash. I will pay him. Will you Venmo me $25 each for it? Beautiful. So it turned into $25 a person instead of $50 for just the two of us. Still, I'm not saying that's the best price available, but definitely lowering the costs. Splitting with some nice random looking people when you have the buddy system, I don't recommend you hopping in alone with strangers, just to clarify, is a very helpful way to maybe save a little money on the Uber situation. Other things I have seen, I have all this influencer, she's actually been on the podcast, her and her friends like rent a van and they're like hopping to all these parties. So there are ways to save money in the pre and post game festival day. But I would say bring some cash, split, return to the shuttle stop when you can. All right. The other big thing we all know we're spending and dropping a lot of cash on at music festivals is drinking at music festivals. Now, this I would like to say alleged advice. This is not legal. This is not whatever. Allegedly, drinks at Coachella are expensive, and if you're over 21, you love the beer garden. The beer garden is one of my favorite places to attend a set, not to mention that the Heineken House with T-Pain weekend one is about to be lit. So, you know, we're obviously going to feel the need, the desire, the want to drop some money on drinks. I'm going to stop you right here. Here's how you're going to save some money on a drinks. Back it up, back it up, back it up. First off, attending those Coachella pre-parties and whatnot often have free drinks, so make sure to enjoy your water as well as those free cocktails. Two options we're going to discuss. Odds are good you might know somebody who is at the campsite. Reach out to them before they check in Wednesday or Thursday, wherever the camping happens. I don't know when that happens. Ask them, hey, potentially, will you take this fifth of vodka for me? And then you will be able, once you arrive to the festival with your ticket to go to their campsite, grab a swig of alcohol free of charge. Well, you already paid for it. Free of upcharge, let's be clear. And so having a homie at a campsite hold your alcohol or ask if you can buy into their alcohol, definitely a way to cut down on some prices spent. Not to mention that there are allegedly flasks that are small, that are plastic, and tampon flasks you could fill up at alleged places, say your Airbnb, and potentially try or attempt, I'm not guaranteeing success, bring that into the festival. Again, I'm just a girl on a budget here. So those are some ideas on how to maybe save some cash with drinking alcohol. I will say another big thing you should be drinking is water. The biggest scam to me, in my opinion, of all music festivals is that you have to pay for a plastic water bottle. A lot of festivals, you can buy reusable ones. Coachella, I don't know if I've seen reusable water bottles. I know Insomniac is great about the reusable water bottle. Point being, you can buy flat. You know what? I'm going to go grab it. Stand by. All right. So this, believe it or not, if you're following along on YouTube, this little bag with a scrunched up liddy looking thing in a clip around the side is a water bottle. This little plastic looking bag unfolds, you screw off the lid. I'm trying to give an auditory explanation for those just listening. And you can fill up this water bottle at the water stations instead of spending, I don't know, X amount of dollars on a water bottle. These are not that expensive. I think I got a pack of three for like $11 on Amazon. Again, these are what they look like. Again, not sponsored by Amazon, but open to it. You can bring those into the festival, refill them. And if you lose or drop them, it was $11. And, you know, it's probably about the price of two plastic water bottles you bought in the festival. If you do end up buying a plastic water bottle at the festival, do try to scrunch it up and shove it in your pocket or your purse or your friend's backpack and try to refill it. Save yourself a few bucks on water. Few other things in the festival you can save money on. I don't know what's happened, global warming, whatever it may be. Coachella has gotten a lot colder than it used to be. I swear those first couple years I went, I was sweating buckets from like 2 in the afternoon till 1 a.m. It's gotten a lot colder. There's a lot more wind. People don't remember to bring jackets and they end up waiting in a massive line when you're wasting time. And to buy a Coachella $40 or $80, even $100 hoodie that you're only going to wear at the festival. Maybe you'll wear it again. Yes, Hunter's holding. Is that Misty? Anyways, you're going to end up blowing a lot of your money, or you could blow a lot of money on a hoodie because you're cold. Bring a jacket. Bring a medical emergency blanket. Bring a shawl that you can stuff into your purse. Last year, I had the brilliant idea of bringing a jacket in an airtight Ziploc, and it slipped right behind my, at the time, now boyfriend, now fiance's water pack. And then when I got cold, I just put that shawl or jacket right around. Try to bring a jacket, save yourself the $40 to $100 that you could drop on the merch tent because you're a cold curly pop. All right. This is the last thing I am actually going to talk about being bougie on a budget. I know some of these seem simple, but they add up. All right, it's Saturday morning. You're a little hungover, and maybe Friday morning you were a little excited, whatnot. You reach for your phone and you order Postmates and DoorDash for, you know, breakfast and late night snacks post-festival. I'm telling you, you're burning a hole in your wallet. I think we all know that we spend way too much money with delivery services for food at music festivals and just in life in general. Here's what you're going to do. I did this last year. It saved me and Hunter, I want to say, at least $200. Wednesday night before heading down to Coachella, I took myself to a little Trader Joe's. I got us breakfast food, light-ish lunch-like food, and dinner and late snacks. And I'm not kidding. I had a budget of $150 and I spent it all. We're talking chips. We're talking drinks. We're talking alcohol. We're talking very easy microwavable meals. And then we never had to order DoorDash at that crazy upcharge, as well as we never had to wait for our food longer than, you know, 20 minutes to be ready post festival munchies. So I highly recommend doing a grocery run to Trader Joe's, getting all your snackies before heading down to the desert. We all know when you're sharing in that group Airbnb that someone goes to the grocery store and then you're suddenly hit with a $70 Venmo that you're all supposed to split the food on that you like never end up eating. It's not worth it. Just state from the beginning, you got your own food, even if you end up sharing and you do run the risk of somebody else eating it. Even if you do end up sharing, whatnot. Hey, I already brought my own food. I don't need any of that. I'm good. Renege yourself from the craziness of the group Venmo charge. So it's fair to say that I am super excited for Coachella, and it's honestly on the brain, and it's something I want to keep on doing, but in a wannabe it girl fashion. It's not going as glamorous. The bank account is not as full as I would like it to be. So these are ways I am staying bougie on a budget, and I hope they help you too. So thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much for listening to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to the show. As always, we'll see you next Tuesday.